be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Our first lesson is from the word of the new church, from Apocalypse Explained, number 815. The Lord healed this person and others according to their faith, because the first and primary thing of the church then to be established was to believe that the Lord is God Almighty. For without that faith, no church could have been established. For the Lord was the God of heaven and the God of earth, with whom no conjunction is possible except by an acknowledgement of his divinity, which acknowledgement is faith. No other faith than that which is called historical, which at that time was a miraculous faith, was meant by this faith whereby the sick were healed. Consequently, by this faith, many wrought miracles at that time. This faith was that the Lord was almighty or all-powerful, because he was able to do miracles of himself. For this reason, he also allowed himself to be worshipped, which was not the case with the prophets of the Old Testament who were not worshipped. But there must always be this historical faith before it becomes a saving faith. There were three reasons why faith in the Lord healed these. First, because they acknowledged his divine omnipotence and that he was God. Secondly, because faith is acknowledgement, and from acknowledgement, intuition. And all intuition, or a spiritual looking toward, all intuition from acknowledgement makes another to be present. This is a common thing in the spiritual world. So now, when a new church was to be established by the Lord, it was this intuition from an acknowledgement of the Lord's omnipotence from which they were first to look to the Lord. And from this it is clear what is here meant by faith. The third reason was that all the diseases healed by the Lord represented and thus signified the spiritual diseases that correspond to these natural diseases. And spiritual diseases can be healed only by the Lord, and in fact, by looking to his divine omnipotence and by repentance of life. Amen. Here end our readings. Happy are they who hear the word of God and keep it.